I think he's... Brother Timothy never completed that particular observation. There was no need. The flat, concussive thud of a single gun punctuated it quite nicely, and Sowell watched the cannonball go slashing across the waves, cutting its line of white across their crests as cleanly as any kraken's dorsal fin. "He's fired on us!" Timothy said instead. His voice was shrill with outrage, and his eyes were wide, as if he was actually surprised that even Carizians should dare to offer such insult to Mother Church. And perhaps he was. Sowell, on the other hand, discovered that he truly wasn't. "Yes, he has," the underpriest agreed far more calmly than he felt. "I didn't really believe they'd do it," he thought. "I'm sure I didn't. So why am I not surprised that they have? This is the beginning of the end of the world, for God's sake." He thought again about the dispatches he carried, who they were addressed to, and why. He thought about the whispered rumors about exactly what Prince Hector and his allies had hoped for, what rewards they'd been promised by the Church. "No, not by the Church," Sowell told himself. "By the Knights of the Temple Lands, there is a difference." Yet, even as he insisted upon that to himself, he knew better. Whatever technical or legal distinctions might exist, he knew better. And that, he realized now, with something very like despair, was why he truly wasn't surprised. Even now, he couldn't put it into words for himself, couldn't make himself face it that squarely, but he knew. Whatever might have been true before the massive onslaught Prince Hector and his allies had launched upon the kingdom of Caris, the Carizians knew as well as Sowell who had truly been behind it. They knew the reality of the cynical calculations, the casual readiness to destroy an entire realm in blood and fire, and the arrogance which had infused and inspired them. This time, the group of four had come too far out of the shadows, and what they had envisioned as the simple little assassination of an inconvenient kingdom had turned into something very different. Caris knew who its true enemy had been all along, and that explained exactly why that schooner was prepared to fire on the flag of God's own church. The schooner was closer now, leaning to the press of her towering spread of canvas, her bow garlanded with white water and flying spray that flashed like rainbow gems under the brilliant sun. He could make out individuals along her low bulwarks, picked out her uniformed captain standing aft, near the wheel, see the crew of the forward gun in her starboard broadside reloading their weapon. He looked up at his own sails, then at the schooner's kraken-like grace, and drew a deep breath.
"Strike our colors, Brother Timothy," he said.
"Father?" Brother Timothy stared at him, as if he couldn't believe his own ears. "Strike our colors," Sowell repeated more firmly.
But the Bishop Executor...
"Strike our colors," Sowell snapped. For a moment, he thought Timothy might refuse. Timothy knew their orders as well as Sowell did, after all, but it was far easier for a bishop to order an underpriest to maintain the authority of Mother Church at any cost than it was for Father Ross Sowell to get the crew of his vessel killed as part of an exercise in futility.
"If there were any hope of actually delivering our dispatches, I wouldn't strike," he told himself, and wondered whether or not it was the truth. "But it's obvious we can't keep away from them, and if those people over there are as prepared to fire into us as I think they are, they'll turn this entire vessel into toothpicks with a single broadside, two at the outside. There's no point in seeing my own people slaughtered for nothing, and we aren't even armed."
The flag, which had never before been dipped to any mortal power, fluttered down from the courier boat's masthead. Sowell watched it come down, and an ice-cold wind blew through the marrow of his bones. It was a small thing, in so many ways, that scrap of embroidered fabric. But that was how all true catastrophes began, wasn't it? With small things, like the first stones in an avalanche.
"Maybe I should have made them fire into us," At least then there wouldn't have been any question, any ambiguity. And if Corus is prepared to defy Mother Church openly, perhaps a few dead crewmen would have made that point even more clearly.
Perhaps they would have, and perhaps he should have forced the Corisians to do it. But he was a priest, not a soldier, and he simply couldn't. And, he told himself, the mere fact that Corus had fired upon the flag of Holy Mother Church should be more than enough without allowing his people to be killed on top of it. No doubt it would, and yet, even as he told himself that, he knew. The lives he might have saved this morning would be as meaningless as mustard seeds on a hurricane's breath beside the horrendous mountains of death looming just over the lip of tomorrow.